Ryan Burrow has strolled into our studio, WGN Radio's news director and Olympics aficionado, but I'm not asking you about the Olympics today, Ryan. What's on your mind there?
Well, we've got some breaking news. Lauren, cue the music. Got to do this the official way. All right, wow. I have this in my hand right now. RTDNA Foundation announces
the Radio and Television News Directors of America.
Nailed it. Good job. Announces 2026 First Amendment Award honorees, recognizing 12 outstanding individuals and organizations at the 2026 First Amendment Awards, celebrating their efforts to promote responsible journalism and preserve the constitutionality guaranteed rights to do so. Among the winners, Juju Chang, Vladimir... Okay, well, words. Tom Yamas is in there, NPR, PBS. And on this list, retired WGN Radio Steve Bertrand.
Wow.
Steve will be honored March 12th at the 35th Annual First Amendment Awards at the Watergate Hotel, where he'll be joined by more than 150 past recipients who stood for the values of the First Amendment.
The RTNDA is the organization for radio and television news in America. And I think at a time where that is most challenged, it is most important that that organization does what it does, and that they recognize Steve Bertrand, who just left WGN Radio, left a legacy at WGN Radio, and helped mentor and tutor the people that are still doing news at WGN Radio. I think that's an appropriate honor. What a nice announcement. Boy, it sure would be swell if we could get him on the phone, Ryan, and congratulate him.
He's pretty busy, I know.
No, he is not. I can tell you that. Steve Bertrand, how are you, my friend?
Wow, I'm great. How about you guys?
We're doing really well, Steve. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. I've been proud of your work, and I'm not surprised that you get this award.
Well, I am. I mean, when I found out about this, I literally Googled Steve's in broadcasting to see who they meant to send it to. It's a shocker. I mean, my jaw hit the floor. Ryan told me about it a couple of weeks, few weeks ago or something. And I just, you know, Ryan mentioned some of the names. Manu Raju is another one. And just the crowd of people, you know, I mean, that I'm included with just is, it's mind blowing. I have no words, really. I'm so grateful.
So you knew about this when we were at the DePaul Marquette game?
Yes, I did. I didn't tell you because you didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah, that's true. So,
and you're a big blabbermouth, I heard.
By the way, can I just say one thing?
Too.
It's not lost on me that Ryan introduced me with that sounder of the breaking news, because it was a constant battle, John. You know, he's always wanting to use the breaking news sounder. Use it. And I would always forget. Every time I had breaking news, I forget to use the sounder. And I would just get this look from him.
Lauren's like, really good at it
right now.
Lauren's really good at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure
Lauren's
she is,
a lot
yeah.
better at it than Steve was, now that you mention it.
Everybody is, yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't do it for Steve.
Well, we did just play it, but I think anytime Steve comes on, well, we're not going to use it anytime Steve comes on, but I think it's appropriate this time. Because I also think, Steve, while some of those names you mentioned are national correspondents, I think at the end of the day, local news delivered by trusted local newscasters are what is most important right now. And you have been that. You know, we miss you. You know how I feel about your exit. You deserved it. I'm happy for you. I also wish you were still in the newsroom every day. But I also think that what you did continues to happen in our newsroom. And it's appropriate that you get an award like this.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I'm glad you brought up the newsroom, because I mean, look, I was there the longest, but I was just one of many. And Ryan's put together a great team. He's a great news director. And I don't have to say that anymore, but I really mean it. And
well, Ryan,
I'd like to say I'll accept this award on behalf of everyone who's working there, but I'm not. It's me. This is me. It's my day.
And Steve, what is the one thing when you're there that you're going to be able to talk with some of the upcoming young journalists, I believe, right?
Yes, I am. I'm going to give them the advice that I was given way back in the mid '80s, and it is to go into real estate.
He's not taking this conversation as seriously as I think he could.
No, you're right. It is, and I've been trying to think of what I'm going to say. I mean, just imagine standing in that room and looking out at the people who are going to be there, it's daunting. And I'm no one to offer advice or anything like that, but I'm happy to contribute my voice. And it is a time to fight for the First Amendment and fight from within and without. You know, I mean, it's in many ways the First Amendment is under fire from the corporations who are supposed to be protecting it. And so there's a lot to be said about that. This is, as I told you when I was leaving, this is objectivity is important when delivering the news, but I feel like right now is no time to be objective. And we need to stand up for who we are, what we are, what we will be.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Steve, and I wondered if Ryan would just, in the minute we have left, put the award into some context, too. This is an annual award that comes out and I guess is voted on by news directors across the country, Ryan?
That's a great question, John. We don't quite know the origins of this award for Steve. We're trying to locate that right now. Someone obviously came forward and recommended him to...
Really? So it wasn't us pushing it, per se?
Perhaps it was someone in these walls, no one that I'm made aware of. But, you know, I think he's got a long, strong right. body of work that's, fabulous markets here in Chicago. And a lot of people are very aware of Steve. And, someone came forward and nominated him.
And
the board agreed.
For it makes it seem.
All right. Oh. I did it. I told them.
You know, another name on here, by the way, is Rasul Rezai, who is a CBS2 reporter. So there will be a couple of Chicago offerings there in Washington, D.C. She was the CBS2 reporter who was pepperballed at the ICE facility. Yeah, and brought in.
And I'm really glad about that because she's on the front lines, and Chicago has been on the front lines on this war for truth for the past few months. So I was glad to share that with her.
Watergate Hotel in New York City, Washington, D.C. When is the ceremony, guys?
March 12th.
All right. Steve, safe travels. Good luck to the Marquette Golden Aces or whatever they call them. And,
hey, we're off to El Salvador next week, too.
Oh, that's right. You're doing your charity work, aren't you?
For iCareInternational.org. It's not too late to contribute if you'd like to.
Give the website one more time, Steve. iCare.
What's that?
Get the website.
iCareInternational.org. And thanks to WGN listeners, really, we had a great fundraising campaign, and we're just wrapping it up. So I was kidding and not kidding. We're going to outfit thousands of people with eyeglasses in El Salvador coming up the last of January and the first week in February. It's great work, and it happens with the help of contributions. So I do mean that, and I do appreciate that.
Are you going to sign all of anything with Lifetime Achievement Award winner now? Like when Hall of Famers sign HOF?
That's right.
LAA, yes. LAA, that's me.
He's going to wear the blazer wherever he goes. The Radio TV News Directors of America have awarded Steve Bertrand with Lifetime Achievement Award, and it is shared.
Look, it's just proof that if you stand up long enough, you get stuff. They start to give you stuff when you get old.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore about it, Steve.
Congrats, Steve.
Big deal. Congratulations. Goodbye, Steve.
I'm trying to make you late for the news.
Now, you certainly have. That's Ryan Burrow, our WGN Radio News Director, and Steve Bertrand.